We're going to go now to Dean Ingram, president of the NLTA, responding to what Charlie had to say. Hello, Dean.
Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
I'm good. So, curriculum. Charlie was raising some important questions there. What's your response?
Well, first off, I only caught the tail end, but while I can't remember exactly what I actually had to say to Mr. Powers, it was referenced that I was misleading, which I think one thing that has to be clarified is that curriculum is something that teachers are tasked with delivering the curriculum as designed by the Department of Education. In this province, we have curriculum that is prescribed by the department that teacher tasked with delivering. Teachers do supplement that regularly, and teachers have always had a great seriousness towards delivering the curriculum documents as tasked to do so. So I just wanted to put that out there, that the reality is that curriculum development, curriculum design, is a Department of Education responsibility, and teachers deliver the curriculum that is delivered or prescribed by the department.
How is it normally put together? Do teachers have any input?
Yes, they do. What I can say is that, again, there is a process, and there are teachers that sit. And in fact, I can speak to this because a number of years ago, I sat on the curriculum development piece for the high school biology curriculum. So I was involved in that directly myself. There are curriculum committees formed at the department that develop a new curriculum. Now, there are always a number of different perspectives. I can speak to my own experience, that the reality is that there are many divergent views at that committee. But it is something that the Department of Education does bring teachers in to look at curriculum design development. At the end of the day, it is, however, the department's responsibility, the department's directives, to decide what curriculum is actually prescribed for teachers to deliver in their classrooms. It isn't the NLTA. It isn't the, and again, it's been the NLTA for nigh on 20 years, not the NTA, but the NLTA. And that is something that we have our own internal curriculum committee, which examines and provides suggestions for a number of different avenues. But to say that the curriculum needs a revamping periodically, that would be 100% accurate.
So how often is the curriculum revised, depending on the subject matter?
Well, that varies from different. For example, there's been the biology curriculum that I was involved with was developed some 15 years ago. Now they've rolled out the new curriculum. There are a number of factors that enter in, but again, those are questions best asked directly to the department. But I did want to clarify that it is the Department of Education that ultimately designs curriculum. They do take feedback from teachers who are sitting on those curriculum committees. But to say that the curriculum needs to be redesigned, redeveloped periodically is 100% accurate. I know most recently I did hear the minister speak to that they would be looking at incorporating more accurate depictions of Indigenous history in the curriculum going forward. I commend that move. I know myself, since I started steering tell of the situation in Saskatchewan, I took it upon myself to actually start doing an online course from a university outside the province. And I didn't realize how much I didn't know. I didn't realize how much I didn't understand. But I'm getting there. But yes, I would certainly support the idea of revising curriculum on a number of different areas. But the most important thing I wanted to clarify for your audience is that it is not the teacher the problems that design curriculum. Teacher the problem simply deliver the curriculum, which is passed on, developed, prescribed by the department.
And what about individual teachers themselves? I know from a current affairs sort of standpoint, I know my son from time to time will come home and start asking questions about things that literally I have been reading in the news that very day. So how responsive are teachers when it comes to kind of, the big questions that are no doubt kids are asking about?
Very much so. I mean, that's something that teachers have always done, interjecting things. I can say I'm from the science field. I've done that regularly. Obviously, when you're talking about new discoveries, again, speaking specifically to science, there are new discoveries that teachers may expand upon outside the curriculum, which may have developed some 5, 10, 15 years previous. And teachers adapt and go for that. They always have. They always will. Teachers always look to actually supplement their curriculum delivery based on new information. And I have no doubt that come the fall, when the school year starts again, and again, we all want to get as close to normal as possible. And the best way to do that is to adhere to the measures and get vaccinated. But what we will hopefully have will be a more normal version of the school year. Teachers will look at the curriculum, and undoubtedly in the social studies and many other areas, they will take the time to interject other perspectives, ones that have come to light. And I have all the confidence in the world that teachers will integrate the aspects of Indigenous histories into the curriculum as appropriate.
How does this process normally work? Is it the role of teachers and the teachers' union to say to the Department of Education, where are we with this curriculum? Is this being updated? We're noticing these. This really needs updating, you know, those kinds of things. Do you have that kind of input?
Well, we are always reaching out to the department and the school districts, CSFP and MLEs, and a number of issues. And periodically, we do see that there are things that need to be accented. There are speed required, but we have internal committees. We have our staff liaising with department staff as well. When new information is found, new discoveries, new perspectives are brought forward, we always press for that, both through our internal mechanisms and through our staff liaisons. So there are many things that are done, but ultimately, and I think this is a point that has to be drawn forward, is that ultimately, the decision as to when to revise curriculum, ultimate decision as to when to reproduce curriculum and select resources to support that curriculum, fundamentally, that is a Department of Education responsibility, a Department of Education task. The NLTA, through its members, through our liaisons, do provide advocacy periodically. Our members who sit on these curriculum committees when they're being developed do provide input, and I can speak that direct because I was actually one of those individuals on the biology curriculum some 10-plus years ago. But the one thing I really wanted to clarify is that it is not the NLTA that designs provincial curriculum. It is the Department of Education. It is the teachers of the province are tasked with delivering the curriculum as prescribed by the department. And when the department seeks input from teachers, that input is given. They are part of those committees. But ultimately, once again, I need to repeat this, it is the Department of Education that designs and prescribes curriculum for the teachers of the province to deliver. This prescription is also in line with what's the pan-Canadian documents as well. There is a pan-Canadian curriculum document that formed the basis on many curriculum outcomes that are covered, a generic document, and each province delineates those specific outcomes in line with what they feel is their local provincial perspective.
Dean Ingram, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All righty. Bye-bye. Your thoughts on what Dean Ingram's had to say, by all means, give us a call. We're going to take a short break when we come back.